Welcome to New Generation Church with our special guest, Eddie Jr. Medina.
Amen. We have a special guest, and it's none other than my son, Eddie Jr. He's going to share the word with you this morning. Amen. So let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to speak to us this morning. Amen. God is raising up an army of young people. Amen. And little Eddie, come forward. You could give the title right now. I don't know what his title is, but I'm sure it's a good title. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering, church, this morning. Amen. God bless you.
Good morning. How are we doing? If that cup offering was for me, it has to be better for the Lord. So come on, give the Lord a praise and offering. Amen. 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 So church, it's a blessing and honor to be here. It's no words to explain how beautiful the Lord is. Amen. It's a big honor. It's a big blessing. Of course, I want to thank my pastor, which happens to be my dad, of course, giving me the opportunity to do this. I'm very excited, church. I'm very excited. Amen. Literally just about last month, it marked a year since I made my preaching debut as well. So in this whole year, lots of learning, restoration. The Lord just kept pouring in my heart this year for the next sermon to be ready. Amen. You may be seated, church. You may be seated. Don't worry. It's okay. You guys have me a little worried. I'm like, hey, you guys can sit down. It's okay. Funny story, because I remember the first time when I give announcements. And I guess Pastor Garcia was trying to signal me, hey, people haven't sat down yet. The whole announcements I gave, everyone was still standing up. So I'm like, oh, man. Well, now I saw the vision this time. It's okay. Amen. So, amen, church. So, just like my dad said, the word I have today, the title, he didn't know. I mean, I kind of told him a little hint, but I was still kind of thinking, like, praying on what the sermon to be called, the title. And hopefully it's not, if you're offended, then it's a little, need more Jesus, amen. So, I have two different topics, titles, whatever you want to call it, but the title of my message today is going to be called, Do You Hate Truth or Do You Love Sin? I know that kind of like, or you could call it, do you hate the light or love the darkness? Or straight up, do you truly love Jesus? Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you please open with me? I was studying. I was like, Lord, give me the right Bible verses to study on, to preach on. And the Lord just spoke to me like that. Let's see. So open up your Bibles with me in the chapter, of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8. Don't worry. I grew up in church, too, so if you haven't, say amen. Amen. All right, here we go. The Word of God reads in Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 8. Verses 8 through 14. Here we go. It says, For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, Awake, O sleeper. Rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for giving us another beautiful opportunity, Lord. A beautiful day to live. And Lord, we just thank you for everything that you do, Lord. Because, Lord, like I always say, even when we're not good, you're still good, Lord. Lord, I thank you for giving me the pulpit, Lord, to preach your word today, Jesus. It is not me who is speaking, Lord, but it is you that is speaking, Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you breathe through me, Lord, and that everything will just be in peace and love, joy, this message, Lord. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the way I want to start off is that, so of course, we all go through the light. We all go through the darkness. But of course, do you choose to be in the light or do you choose to be in the darkness? There are three different kinds of ways we enter the darkness. It could be, of course, sadly, the type of darkness people bring onto us. We don't ask for it. People just happen to be messed up, man. They happen to be weird. I don't know. The other way we get into the darkness is, of course, we live in a broken world. Natural disasters, things we can't control just because of the perks of what it is of living in a broken world. Like, for example, just this week, past month or so, we had those storms. Amen? We had those storms that came in. And I remember, actually, this past Thursday, I was studying at Starbucks, and that's when the Lord just poured down his rain, like, man, how am I going to get out of here, man? I got to wait till the rain calms down. And I was thinking to myself, okay, so I could have easily said, you know what, Dad, I'm not ready to preach because this week, of course, by the grace of God this week, this past Monday, I turned 21 years old. Amen. 21 years in the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a clap, right? Amen, amen. Monday, we're out of town celebrating. Tuesday, we're barely coming back. Wednesday, my dad talked about a little bit on Wednesday. We got in a little accident, but we're all good, thank God. So, of course, time was ticking, like, oh, man, I don't have that much time to study, you know? Thursday comes, that's when the destruction happens. Then Friday, still no power, living like cavemen. And then, so basically, to be honest with you guys, Friday and Saturday, I went hard. I went hard. Like, I could have easily been like, man, the devil's trying to throw this at me. Like, oh, look, you're not going to have enough time to preach. You're not going to have time to study. This shit out, blah, blah, blah. But by the grace of God, look where we're at right now. Amen. Amen. So there's no need to blame the devil. Amen. Then the last one, last type of way we bring darkness to ourselves is the kind we bring unto ourselves. We create our own darkness. We make bad decisions. We've done some things that create darkness in our life. So what I want to talk about is, how can we get through that darkness? Are we going to choose to stay in it, or are we going to choose to get out of it? So here we go. One of the biggest lies of this generation is that if there is no God, then we have no purpose. So we're here for nothing. One of the biggest lies ever, this generation. And to be honest with you guys, man, this generation disgusts me. It could be a blessing, but it could be ugly at the same time, man. The things you see on social media, the things you see people praising about, you see the things that, man, because of course, but I'm grateful to God, though, because like the Bible says, in the end times, everything that is considered good is going to be considered bad, and everything considered bad is going to be good. And that is going to be closer to Christ's return. Another lie, you know, what they say is, you know, people that don't serve God, of course, once we die, you know, like, we're just going to go to sleep. You know, we're just going to be all, like, lights out, you know. And no, from what we believe in, straight up, God is real. The devil is real. Angels are real. Demons are real. Heaven is real. And hell is real. The devil doesn't attack what he already owns. So what does that mean? You see all of this that's going on, you know, sadly, of course, with, you know, for example, straight up, you know, Charlie Kirk. You see the boldness that he had, the truth that he would preach with the gospel itself. Biblical persecution. That's straight up the word of God breathing to life. Like, man, like, you can't even have an own opinion right now. You can't. It's sad. It's horrible. Why do you think also, too, with... You see with social media right now, again, like I just said earlier, man, everything that is considered a sin is not a sin. People, man, like, the biggest one that they say also, of course, is, oh, like, it's okay to, I'm telling you, I'm being straight up forward to you guys. Can I do it? Amen? I know you guys are mature. Don't worry. It's okay to sleep with someone you're not married to. It's okay to take one drink as long as you don't get drunk. I think another one. It's okay to both man, woman side. It's okay to have multiple partners. What type of demonic lie is that? The thing makes me go like, gross, it's ugly. The truth is, though, is that we do have purpose. Amen? We do have purpose. If we wouldn't have purpose, okay, if you believe that you don't have purpose, then stop feeding yourself when you're hungry. Stop taking drinks of water or whatever you drink. If you're thirsty, don't even drink it at all. If you don't have no purpose, why are you even here in the first place at the house of God? The reality is that you do have purpose. You live like it every day. So if you're going to live like you have purpose, at least acknowledge where the purpose came from. You're not a product of something random or like people say the other biggest lie. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know, Eddie. This is a true story. You guys know the classic one. I don't know, man. Like, I think we, We came from monkeys, dude. I'm like, I mean, I know some of us look like them right now, but still, it's like, come on, man. Like, I don't think we do, bro. It's Pastor Garcia, you're right. Common sense, bro. Keep it simple. Easy. Amen. You're not a product of something random, amen. You're the product of loving a God who said, I care about this individual. I'm molding this individual. I'm forming this individual, pardon. Like the verse says, I knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Yeah, amen. Amen. There's purpose. That's one of the biggest lies I want to say again, how this generation is just so like, it's destructive. It's ugly. Same thing back to that passage is like I said, the devil doesn't attack what he already owns. Why do you see all the time on social media, secular artists, movies, anything? Why is it always Jesus that's getting mocked? Why isn't ever, you know, all straight love and respect? Why isn't it ever Buddha? Why isn't ever all these other gods and other religions? Because straight up, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Because the demons can't handle the truth. The devil can't handle the truth. So that's why he's going to whisper in those people's ears, hey, just throw in some Jesus. I don't own him, so the best I could do is just talk about him. And of course, you know, the only times you see people talking about how Jesus is getting mocked is just us Christians. That's it. You never see the world posting about it. You never see, I don't know, like ABC News, all those ugly fake news sites, you know. You never see them talking or backing up defending Jesus. Oh, but if it was a whole other God, other religion, it would be like World War 50 in here. Like, you never see it. You don't, because the demons can't handle the truth. Why do you think so much people hated Charlie Kirk? People couldn't stand them, even President Trump, because they can't handle the truth. They can't. I told you guys I was going to go deeper. I told you guys I was going to go, amen? So, here we go. So, what's one action that we can do to escape the darkness then? Straight up, the most common one, too classic one, is just one action, one. One simple action can create a whole new cycle and legacy in your family or in the world in your life. A chain breaker, breaking generational curses. I'm pretty sure many of us in here, we had that one step leap of faith that once we accepted Christ, everyone behind you saw that and started to follow Jesus as well. Man, give you an example. Every time I'm in prayer, I thank God always, 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 always. Two people I always honor and thank God for 24/7 all the time. Because if it wasn't for these two people, this would not be happening right now. I would probably know nobody in here. If I'm being straight up real with you guys. Amen. This building wouldn't be here. I don't know what it would be right now. Like, I don't even want to think about what it would be right now if it wasn't for these two people. Well, those two people I thank God for always is number one, my grandpa, Pastor Arturo, who's in the presence of the Lord right now. And number two, my dad. Because guess what happened? They didn't grow up in church. They weren't born and raised in the Lord. So what I'm trying to say is I thank God that the Lord got a hold of them. I thank God that the Lord just squeezed their heart like, hey, I'm here. It's a blessing because, man, like, I thank God always for that. I thank God that my dad especially, man, because, of course, like I just said right now, like, my mom was already in the Lord, praise God. Well, my dad wasn't. So, you know, during the whole relationship, it was just like destruction, you know? Destruction, like, you know, and I didn't want to, the stories they tell me, I don't want to think about how it was. Thank God I wasn't even born yet, man. I didn't want to see how that was. Just pure destruction. I don't want to imagine. Pure destruction, pure evil. Like, I don't want to imagine. I know it sounds rough, but I thank God that my dad took that step of faith. I'm so honored and grateful that, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here, right, honestly. I thank God that the Lord used my dad. I thank God the Lord used my grandpa. I thank God that they obeyed the call to follow Christ and surrender to him. Amen? So that's one example that I have. What I want to say is, too, is that I've always said this one, too. One of my favorite faith-based quote sayings is that if you woke up this morning, your story is not over. Amen? God is not done with you yet. The light is waiting for you. Maybe you wake up in the darkness. The light's right there. It's like that one common base. It's like that common quote. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Amen? It's just like when you're driving, you know, through, I don't know, I forgot which tunnels are out of town that have that. It's all dark, you know, and then you're like, oh my gosh, like, it's too dark in here, man. So, literally example too, funny story. Back about the storm that we happened. My dad was there. He's a witness. Of course, I had to get ready for work, but there's no power. So, of course, Nimoda, like, of course, I have to shower, you know, I have to do my stuff, so I had a shower in the dark. Felt weird, man. Like, I was like, man, like, Lord, what do I do, man? Like, there's no light, man. Well, what's crazy to me, though, is like, man, I know it sounds funny. I know it sounds a little, you know, it might sound a little cheesy what I'm about to say, but I kind of thought, so. Sometimes, too, I don't know about y'all, man, but I pray in the shower sometimes, too. I don't care. Sometimes I pray, I sing in the shower, how great is our God. When I was praying, the Lord, I was like, man, Lord, like, just pure darkness around me, right? No light. I said straight up to the Lord, Lord, this is really what it feels like when you're living in sin. Pure darkness, pure emptiness. There's no light. When you're living in sin, you see nothing. You don't care about God. You don't care about what others think. You just care about yourself, man. So I was like, man, Lord, thank you. Again, thank you, Lord, that my dad and my grandpa surrendered to you. Because honestly, I believe all my heart, man. If it wasn't for them, what I was going through in the shower probably would be happening right now. Amen. You can still change things. Amen. You can still change things once you wake up. If you're still, the light is still waiting for you. What I praise God about, too, is that all of us, we have scars. We have bruises. We have certain things that's like proof that, oh, man, like, you got beat up, man, you know, like, terrible, you know? But praise God for your scars, for your bruises. It's a blessing because that shows you that God's healing is real. That shows you that there's still light at the end of the tunnel. It shows you that those bruised scars you have doesn't matter. That there's no excuse for you to still be in the darkness. Amen? So here we go. So just like I said this past Monday, grace to grace, you know, all glory to the Lord. I turned 21 years. Amen? 21 years in the Lord. And I remember I made a little, on my Instagram and Facebook, I did a little, like a mini, like, constitution, you know. Just giving thanks to the Lord. Lord, I thank you for giving me 21 years. And I opened up to my friends, my family, in that post that, you know, sadly, at 21 years old, straight up, more doors open to worldly pleasures. Amen? You know, like, I was talking to one of my friends straight up, and he was like, dude, like, I know you're not like this, but, bro, like, how does it feel that, straight up, bro, you can just go to the gas station and just come out with 12 packs like that, man. I'm like, I want to slap him in the face right after he said that. But again, he knows the truth. It was just a joke. Amen. There's nothing to condemn him about. It's like that, you know, I could easily go into a store, buy alcohol, buy nicotine, whatever, all that dirty junk. Or, you know, easily, the classic one, you know. Psh, straight up, man, I'm gonna be real with you guys. Psh, Mex is only 15 minutes away. Pastor Efrain knows what I'm about. Yep, he knows. Go straight, he knows, because we're talking about these things in the Lord, amen. It's true. It's real. It's real. Amen. Hey, I thank God for Pastor Efrain, amen. This guy's like, we're tight, amen. We're tight. We go way back here, amen. I thank God for him too, because the Lord just poured down something on me, amen. Pastor Efrain, thank you. Me and Pastor Efrain were still in the light when it was just me and him in the worship team. Pastor Efrain, how many years was it when it was just me and you? 4 or 5 years. Just me and him. No voices, no keyboard, no bass, no, just me and him, straight acoustic guitar. But guess what happened? We were faithful in the little. We were faithful in the little. We weren't going to let the darkness take over the level. Oh, man, look at you guys. You guys only have two people. You guys are not going to grow. You know, Efrain, like, lying devil, you know, we made it through. Hey, look at us now. Look at all this now. Amen. Miracles happen when you're the light in the darkness. Amen. So back to my 21-year-old testimony real quick. Well, of course, you know, like I said, Mex, you know, enter a club, straight up again. Having multiple women instead of a God-fearing woman. One. All right? I said woman, not woman. Amen? Learn your differences, all right? Touch drugs, you know, easy access doors to that, etc. And I said in that post, why would I want to run to temporary pleasure? Because I said in that post too, just because I was born and raised in the Lord 21 years does not mean it's my life has been full of unicorns and rainbows. I've been through some dark phases. Some of you guys don't even know about. Not even my parents know about. Nah, actually, no, they do. No way. So my dad would be like, hey, what darkness were we in after this? So of course, you know, of course, most of you guys know already, but even though the dark moments I had in my life, I thank God by this grace, I never had an excuse to go to the darkness. Never. Because I said to myself, why would I want to run to temporary pleasures if I could just run to God for forever joy, forever peace, forever love, forever kindness? And man, when once I prayed those prayers, well, man, just like the Lord just poured down his glory on me, his mercy. If God has given me this, I said this too, if God has given me the strength, guidance, and wisdom to not touch any of that since I was born, so I like to say, since I came out of my mother's womb, you know, I wanted to stay like that until the Lord calls me home. Amen. There's, like, church, let's be real. Like, I know we always say this one, but like, there's no point, man. There's no point in all that. There's not. There's nothing. There's no point of touching the alcohol. There's no point of touching the drugs. There's no point of, you know, having multiple partners, you know. What type of, like, all that is just demonic lies, church. All of that. My prayer for the longest since I was little, since, give you guys a funny story. My prayer for the longest since Brother Ruby was my teacher. Amen? Hey, Brother Ruby was my first teacher, right, in this church, right? So I thank God I honor him, right? So me and him, we clash sometimes because he thinks I'm the bad luck for the Dodgers. So but I tell him, hey, this altar's open for you to repent of your lies. So one prayer that I've always said since I was in those days of his class, or even back in the day when I was in my grandpa's church, or First Assembly of God in Hopeville, I always told the Lord, Lord, keep me away, Lord, from all evil. Lord, I pray also, Lord, that your light and your joy will shine through me in the darkness. Amen. I remember, too, also, I always give a shout out to my dad because, oh, man, like, so I wish I had the calculations for this, but little estimate. But even, too, since the days where my dad would, you know, my mom, I don't remember my mom praying it, so that probably means her prayers weren't that strong. Nah, I'm kidding, Mom. I just hear my dad's prayers. I just remember my dad's prayers. So I remember when my dad started taking me to school, maybe around, like, middle school, because my mom was working early in the mornings, after all. When my dad, oh, actually, yeah, well, of course, when my dad became a full-time pastor, since middle school around that time, every single day, we open up a prayer. But that prayer stuck with me. My dad would always tell me when he would lay hands on me, like my dad's accent, Lord, keep him away from all evil. Those words stuck with me to this day. Every single day, I pray that prayer, Lord, keep me away from all evil, Lord. Because, man, when I was in school, even right now, when I'm going to college, man, there's darkness all around you. It's ugly. It's gross. It's people telling me 24/7, like, man, Eddie, like, you really don't do any of those things? I'm like, nope. What's the point? Some mocked, some laughed, and some straight up, they respected it. Some people in the world even told me, Eddie, you know what? People like a movie. You give me inspiration, bro. I wish I had never touched those things. I wish I could have waited till I was married. Because now I regret it. It's ugly. It's dark. And now right there, it was a woof. Right away, a good signal just to preach a little bit of the gospel, amen? And they got it. They were like, oh, man, Eddie, thank you, bro. I appreciate it, dude. And they'd be like, hey, Eddie, too, is it true, bro, that your dad's a pastor, too? I'm like, yeah, man, yeah, he is. And they'll be like, oh, bro, that's what's up, dude. That's sick, bro. So they love, I'm telling you, again, people in the world deeply, they know who to run to, amen? They know who to run to deep inside. Like I said earlier, we all have purpose, amen? If we didn't have purpose, our lives wouldn't matter at all, amen? We know who to run to. So, yeah, instead of going into darkness, all those things, all the darkness I went through all my 21 years of living, I decided, you know what, Lord, no. I'm going to go into your light of your grace and of your love. I don't want none of this darkness to be around me, Lord, because this is like it's ugly, it's gross. A big pet peeve of mine, too, is, don't worry, I hate being in the darkness, too, of negativity, man. I hate that darkness. I know some of you guys in here, some of you guys are the ones that even create that darkness, man. I hate it, man. People are talking already down, negative. Oh, it's not going to happen. I'm like, man, like, get out of my circle, man. Go to the light, man. This ain't the light. This is the darkness. Go back. Go to the light. Amen. All right, so one thing now. The one thing, though, that there's this one source that takes us to the darkness. Amen. This is one source. We kind of talked about it already earlier, but this source is what's causing more problems than anything else. It is the source of your insecurities, why you're driven to make decisions and treat people a certain way. It's the source of all the issues we see in our lives, all the lies we see on social media, the source of everything that's put you in pain and suffering. And guess what that thing is? Straight up. Sin. Why do you think I said my title is? Do you hate truth or do you love sin? Sin is what's killing you. I like to think about, I remember last year I preached on it a little bit. I like to refer to in the Bible with Jonah. You know, of course, we all know the story, you know, basically short, sweet, simple. He was disobedient to God. So like I said earlier, there's sometimes storms that we create on ourselves. So once Jonah disobeyed God, he was led to the darkness. But God was going to use that to teach him and strengthen him. His story is not a punishment. It's a wake-up call. Jonah's disobedience was the result of him not trusting in the goodness of God. So what we're trying to say here, church, is that sometimes the darkness we put ourselves into, it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call in the sense, man, like, especially of us in the Lord already, man, Lord, I gotta get out of here. What am I doing here, Lord? The only source I can go to take me out of this is you. If we don't start hating sin, it's gonna rob you of everything God wants to do in your life. The miracles, the restoration, the prayers you've been praying to God for all your life. So why do you think sometimes those things aren't even working? They're not happening. Because you're in the dark. You're not in the light. Sin, again, like I said, sin is a robber. Sin comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And guess where that comes from? Satan himself. Sin, examples of what it robs. Sin will rob you of relationships God wants you to build. Having a good marriage, relationship. Peace and love. Sleep at night. Some of us don't even realize that we're blinded in the sense that we're letting our sin nature take the lead of our lives. So I gotta say that, like, when you're in sin, man, you're a whole other person. You're on a good one, man. Like, I've seen it in, you know, my own coworkers, my own friends I went to school with. And man, when I see that, I'm like, man, like, what did they take before coming here, man? Like, those guys are on a good one. And but I look at the backstory. I look at what's going on in their lives, things that they admit, things that they hear. And I'm like, dude, like, you put yourself into that. You're running to the temporary pleasures instead of going into God himself. That's going to take away all of that pain, all of that frustration, all of that junk. I want you to think about, you know, those who are lost. Maybe those who are lost could be your family, your friends, or the ones that don't even know Jesus. Those who won't even listen to the spread of the gospel. Like I said earlier, the foolishness of social media. And I want you to hate sin. Because of all that I just said, all of that is what's blocking them from God. All sin does is just blocking the ones you want to come to God. It's blocking them to the Lord. I want you to hate sin that much. I want you to hate sin so bad that when you see it, old school, it drives you to your knees. You get on your knees to the Lord. Lord, break this out of my life, Lord. Grab my heart. Tear my heart, Lord. Tear it. And set me free. I want to read a verse real quick. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. All right, here we go. The word says, verse says, fear the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. So what is that? What is that word saying, Sal? Straight up, you have no wisdom apart from Jesus if you're not in him. All the words you think you're saying is true, is right, is, oh, we're good. If you're not in the Lord, all of that is just destruction. Amen? Don't get me wrong. Of course, there are people that will say some truth that are in the Lord. But sometimes the things that they say is like, oh, yeah, bro, that doesn't add up, dude. It's like what they say, man. Never trust or put your faith in someone that doesn't even love Jesus. Amen? I want to give a quick visual, you know. Real illustration. I need a brother real quick. I need someone. Oh, let me get Pastor Ruffin, let me get you real quick. I got you. Real quick. So I want you to think Pastor Ephra is my pet, all right? So I have him on the leash, right? So just follow me. So like I'm walking, you know, you're like my dog, I'm walking you. So of course most of us have pets, right? Since we have a pet, we want to walk, make sure that they're on the leash so they don't leave, you know. We're taking them. So then, you know what? It comes to a point where, you know what? Like, what happens if I let go? They wander off like crazy. Like, so, Pastor Ephraim, like if I let go? Do me a favor. Just, like, sit, like, right there. Sit right there. Just act like you're not in sight anymore. Just sit right there where the church can't see you. Amen. So, my pet's gone. I take off the leash. Nowhere to be seen. So, that's my fault now. Because, oh, man, I let go of Pastor Ephraim. I let go of my pet. He's gone. Nimodo. Pastor Ephraim, come back real quick, please. What I just did is a true example, the opposite of how we treat sin. I could just love sin so much, I treat it like a pet. I never wanted to let it go. If I'm just holding on to you the whole time, if I'm treating it like a pet, I'm never gonna break free from it. But once I let go, it's okay, you can stay there. Just imagine he's over there. Once I let go of that sin, once I treat sin like a pet, it's goner. Obviously, you don't kick an animal, but you know what I'm trying to say. I think of it like, who knows, like, you let go of a pet, some destruction happens, like, lost dog, online, social media. Who even knows? Maybe it comes out by rants and raves, you know, on Facebook. Hey, lost dog, you know, blah, blah, blah. I feel like some... Oh, you can sit down, Pastor. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you. Give it up, Pastor Frank. Give it up for him, man. He's been my visual for most of the time, amen. Something like, I just feel like straight up, we treat sin like a pet. If we don't take off that leash, if we don't have that desire to let go, it's like my dad has always said, maybe Pastor Frank to Pastor Garcia, sin will always take you further than you want to go and cost you more than you want to pay. If we're going to treat our sin like pets still, we're going to go nowhere, just pure darkness still. Pure darkness and never to the light. And I want to finish off with one more verse. I want you to open the book one more time to Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. Back to a little bit about Jonah. Very easy, very simple. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from inside the fish. He said, I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and he answered me. I called to you from the land of the dead, and Lord, you heard me. So what's that saying? God will answer you. But the question is, will you call out? Will you trust him? Look at your life, like just like if you're driving. Look at the rearview mirror of your life. And see all the many times that God has brought you out. Look at all the many times that God has protected you. Hallelujah. Think of all the times he's restored you. Like the common saying is, like I love when Pastor Eddie Garcia says this. If God could do it in me, he could do it in you. If God has done it before, he'll do it again. Amen. One more thing and I'm done, I promise. One more. So back to one more thing about sin. So the thing what's evil about that sin, it's all rooted in not believing that God has what's best in mind for us. Some of us believe that we know what's best for us and that God doesn't. The devil lies to us and tells us that if we do what God says, it's going to be miserable. It's like back in the story, back in Genesis, when Adam and Eve were pursuing happiness outside the will of God. They were doing what they thought was best because they did not believe God knew what was best. So lastly, let me tell you what sometimes we tend to do. We get in the darkness, and we try to sin our way out of the darkness. When you're trying to sin your way out of the dark, you just sin yourself more into the dark, more and more and more. Just right here. Lord, forgive me, I want to repent, but actually I got one more. That's it. I'll read it right now. Real quick, easy. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, and I'm done. Straight up, the verse says, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship idols, or commit adultery, or are male prostitutes, or practice homosexuality, or are thieves, or greedy people, or drunkards, or abusive, or cheap people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you were once like that, but you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Just like I said earlier, if you woke up this morning, God is not done with you yet. Amen. There is still light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. This is not the time to give up. It's the time to trust God more, to dig in deeper. Amen. So church, I encourage you one more time. Question you one more time. Do you truly love Jesus or do you love the dark? Straight up. One more time. Do you hate the truth or do you love sin? Amen. I encourage you when you walk out of this building, wherever you go, be the light in the darkness. Stand bold to your coworkers, to your friends, to your family that's unsaved. Stand bold and tell them if they want to, like, no, that's not what I believe in. This is what I believe in. And just pray that the Lord will set them free. Because again, like I said, don't be surprised, don't get scared when they start attacking you. Because like I said, the demons hate the truth. The devil hates the truth. But guess what? The demons and the darkness tremble once they hear the light of the Lord wants to hear God's voice. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a clap. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.